Welcome back to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Today's episode is all about family. Nick and I start by talking about the very different ways that our fathers showed that they were proud of us. And then we talk about the amazing adventure I'm about to embark on with my five siblings in Hilton Head, South Carolina. The show will be fast, fun, and full of family. Enjoy.
My dad was always about tooting his own horn. My dad was always about, well, he was also about making up stories about himself, but...
But how did he respond when you tooted your own horn?
That's a good
Especially
point.
Especially if it got as loud as his.
I remember the first time hearing about that he was proud of me about how smart I was from a friend of mine, like years later.
That's hard, but also kind of beautiful too. Because didn't you kind of, you remember it to the point that you mentioned it now, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's like, you remember those stupid things.
Yeah.
And our fathers, by the way. It's deeper than others. My father used to take me around and punch me in the stomach in front of his friends to show them how strong my stomach was. When I was between 6 and 8 years old, I had a washboard stomach, okay? I was into the martial arts. My father made me, so I was doing ridiculous exercises, and so I had this hard stomach. And
you
I
had
was,
an 8-pack at 8 years old?
I am not even kidding. It was a thing
6-pack at 6.
I didn't
a
know
7-pack at 7.
I didn't know what a washboard was.
Yeah.
But my father would say, look, he's got a washboard stomach. And then he would haul off and punch me in the stomach. And most of the time, I was ready for it.
Yeah.
So it just looked impressive. A couple of times, I took a hit a little more than I wanted to. But it was that's what you know, okay, that was my father showing he was proud of me. I would rather him tell my friends. My son's got a washboard stomach.
Oh, my son's so great.
But I love that it did circle back to you eventually.
Yeah.
And as you got older, did you get more of that? Did you get a little more like praise and?
Yeah, I think so. I think part of it was he softened up once he had grandkids, and so that was a big component of it. It just gives you a different perspective.
Yeah,
I don't
your
know
mom
counterbalanced
that though, right? Because your mom was always loving on you and always,
oh yeah,
like celebrating any things that you did, like a mom. I mean.
But it was so it felt so over the top. Like I could do anything, maybe not even short of murdering somebody. I think I could have murdered somebody, and she'd be like, "I get it. Like I just understand, and I'm still you're still great."
Well, see now, my mom would start a conversation with a neighbor like this. Look, I know my kids are no angels.
Nice.
You know, so this is the contrast of those. And mind you, this is also one of the most loving and accepting human beings that I've ever known in my life. But she had a real sense of understanding that we really were not perfect.
Yeah.
But I think she made a point of loving us in spite of our imperfections as opposed to,
you have to.
Saying, okay, well, you're perfect. Although she did say to me once, and I remembered it, you are so perfect and you have no idea.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. She was testing me on vocabulary words in the kitchen, which was her favorite spot. And she's got her little feet up. She's got a cup of coffee there and she's got a cigarette going and she's testing me on my vocabulary words. And I got through a set without any mistakes. And she looks at me and she says that. And I was like, and it was like, and then she's like, give me a kiss and go to bed. And I gave her a kiss and I went to bed feeling perfect.
Aw.
Yeah, imagine.
You were her favorite.
I was.
Yeah.
No, I know who was her favorite. I know who was her favorite, quite honestly. And it was Vicky, my little sister Vicky, who is 10 years younger than I am. And also somebody that I hope to get on microphone when we go up to South Carolina.
I think that'll be fun. Are you driving up there?
Yes, I am. Did I tell you about what happened with this place?
No.
Okay, so we were renting this, it's like a 2,000 square foot place, with 4 bedrooms, plenty of beds for everybody. There's 6 of us who are going to be meeting there, my brother and my 4 sisters and me. And Hilton Head, and this was arranged.
I love that show, by the way. My brother, my 4 sisters and me.
Honestly, this could be a show. I really believe that it has the sparks to be one. Because we are all so different, but we're united at the sense of humor. So my love for my 60th birthday said, I want you all to get together. I'm going to rent a place that you can all get together, you and your brothers and sisters, and just have fun. It's not really going to celebrate my birthday when we're there, but it's just, it was the gesture from there. And I wasn't reluctant, but I wasn't the one moving on it, but she was. So she gets the space. Well, we get a call a week and a half ago from the owner of the space saying, we're sorry that building is under renovation and it's not going to be done in time.
Hey.
We're like, oh, what? Because everyone's already got plane tickets. We're all going to meet there. And he says, well, we have another property if you did consider it. And Patty's like, well, I need to take a look at it. This property is now 7,000 square foot.
Oh.
$3 million property.
Oh.
Four stories with an elevator and an infinity pool on the top deck. It's a block from the beach, but you can see the water from the top floors. 10 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, penthouse at the top. And they're giving it to us for the same price.
So I'll be coming too then. Honestly. Because you won't even see me.
I feel like I should be inviting more people for this. But really, the whole point of this thing was... This will probably actually do us more of a disservice because the point was get these six kids together and let's be together. And to tell you the truth, we'll probably occupy one floor of this place and just hang out there. But it was such a surprise. And at first I was going to make it a surprise for my brother and sisters. And then I thought, no, you want to be thinking about this the 2 weeks before you go there, that we're going to be in this really cool place. So I sent them a notice of where we were, and my sister found a video, this professionally produced video, that shows all the features of this space. I'll send it to you so you can see it. But it's
nice.
You look at it and you're like, my sister Vicky goes, am I being punked here? Because it looks like, you know, the homes of the rich and famous.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be there for 4 days.
That's awesome.
It's going to be fun, yeah.
So we're going to set up some mics. You can take them with you. You could do it where you could have people at the table, or you could even set up the mics in the room and then just record the conversation.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Would it capture that wide an area?
It's, you know, somebody might be a little bit higher than somebody else or something along those lines. It's definitely better if you have everybody up on the mic. But
my, oh, my. That could be really.
It would be fun.
That could be really fun. And I have to go in with specific agreements with everybody.
Yeah, of course.
And that is to say that anything that they, that everyone gets veto power. I don't want that in it. If you say I don't want that in it, it's not in it. But I feel like I would love to capture some of this. I would really love to. Just because I think I never laugh as much as when I'm with these five human beings. And they're torture comics. And when I say torture comics, they are people that once they get a bead on what makes you laugh, they're going to try to make you pee.
Yeah.
Because they know how to work that muscle and then how to take it to the next level. At least with me, they become in complete control, and they'll even tag team it to the point where I'm just like, stop, leave me alone, because I can't laugh anymore. It's good. It's like,
yeah, the people who can drive you the craziest can also make you laugh the most.
Fact. Well, and this is the truth. Isn't that the truth, though? It is. It's a double-edged sword of family.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. By all accounts, Bob had a great time on his family vacation, and we'll have an episode about that coming up. It got me thinking about renting a place with my cousins, and what it would be like to spend time together all in one place. I think it would be good, and I live in Florida, so they could just come down here. We can do all the cool Orlando stuff, but then if they want to do the theme parks, I won't go with them. This is getting complicated. Maybe we'll just rent a place somewhere else. Have a great day.